It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Well, the fangs are out on the text. There is not a lot of confidence in the Lions for tonight's game. More of your response. I'm kind of hoping they lose.
What?
They can't win four in a row. If they win tonight, at least we know they don't have the pieces. It says, I'm also hoping we lose so there's no more conversation about how we can still make it by the skin of their teeth. Bite, bite, bite.
Hey, you're going to be swinging until the very last moment. So I just can never understand why that's the mindset of people. If you can't win four in a row without the first one. So put that one in the books and then you go back to the drawing board and you try and figure out how they could possibly beat the Rams. Carolina just did it.
Dallas versus Detroit. Double digit disco. Dallas 37. Detroit 17. Mm. I told you, John, there's not a lot of confidence to be found this morning. Guys, they're done. They're soft. If any of these questionable players don't play, they're soft. You get paid millions to play a child's game. Suit up and play. Quit being a wuss.
Okay. If you're physically not able to play, then you're not going to give the Lions the best chance if you're out there. I agree that there are times where I look at some of these injuries and I say, should probably be playing. It's a different era and they don't play with the same injuries as some guys used to. But if Amon-Ra St. Brown, part of his game is being able to make precision cuts. That's why when you talk to people and they ask, well, who's the best route runner in the NFL? It's Amon-Ra St. Yeah. Brown is, if not the best, one of the best.
One, two, or three. Yeah.
Yeah. And he has to be able to cut. That's what gets him open. And then when he has the ball in his hands, he's very good at avoiding tacklers. He's a guy that, yeah, there's sometimes he runs out of bounds, but he always finds a way to get some extra yards.
No St. Brown, O-line issues, weak secondary, no tight end, a coach with fourth down fantasies. This SOL fan says Dallas by two touchdowns, Matt in Heartland.
All right. Well, hey, there's a lot of reasons why you think they can't win. That's fine. I can never go into a game. I can be realistic and say, yeah, without Amon-Ra St. Brown, your chances aren't as good. Without Kirby Joseph, your chances aren't as good. But they've always had that next man up mentality.
I just think there's violent swings in the NFL. Dallas has won three in a row. Is Dallas untouchable? Because they're starting to get propped up a bit like they're untouchable, and then Detroit's awful. Right, like the extremes of the NFL. It's never as extreme as we paint the picture to be. Well, Detroit can't get out of their own way, and Dallas just beat Philly and Kansas City, and here come the Dallas Cowboys. Are they running the table? John, I gave you a matchup I think they can win. I think it's Aiden Hutchinson on the tackles.
Yeah.
I think the defense takes some of the pressure off of the offense.
It somewhat feels a little bit like Denver coming in here last year. And there was
two years ago, right?
No, I think it was last year. Oh, it was a 2 years ago?
It was a Saturday night. Yep.
They're coming in, and they're on a five-game win streak or a six-game win streak. Oh, boy, they're the hottest team in the NFL. Like, I mean, and that's what a lot of people think about the Cowboys. There's a lot of emotion for the Cowboys with Marcus Nealon passing. And I understand that that does play a part of the game, more so than being blown out last year.
All right, so one of the keys tonight is the Lions need to run the ball, right?
Yeah.
Dallas, the last three games, has allowed 209 yards rushing. That's 69.6. For the season, they've allowed 124.7. Is the Quinnen Williams effect a real thing here? Now, last week, of those 209 they've given up in the last three games, they gave up 119 last week. But 30 of it was to Mahomes. You're not getting those 30 yards from Goff. So.
Well, Goff had a 24-yarder last week?
A little scamper.
Yeah.
Look, as we're putting everything into the discussion, you don't have to put any stock into this, but I'll just say it as the guy who hosts a gambling podcast. The most bet team in the NFL this week, the Dallas Cowboys. 80% of the bets. America's team, Joe Public, is gearing up because Dallas is invincible and Detroit sucks and is no good. What do you think's most likely to happen there? Joe Public's right and America's team, and how about them Cowboys and they're invincible? Or the public's going to take an L, going too far to one extreme where Detroit might not be Super Bowl good, but at home, backed into a corner, Dan Campbell gets his guys to get up and win this game.
Okay, but that's all fine and dandy, but the Lions aren't forcing turnovers, and Joseph's not playing. And it's directly correlated to Joseph being out that they don't force turnovers anymore. You're playing one of the best offenses in the league. Why would they turn the ball over suddenly? Okay, so you're not going to get that probably. Your number one receiver might be out. Your top three tight ends are out. Like, at some point, this feels an awful lot like the Packer game last year on the Thursday night, where they had the one last kind of hurrah, but the flaws were there, and eventually you can't overcome this many injuries. If J-Mo was a true one, I'd maybe trust it a little bit more. Who's the three?
I think you're going to see him do a little bit of what they did on Thanksgiving. They're going to have to run more jumbo sets.
Yeah, and just going back to those turnovers, Dak is a guy that will throw the ball to you. He's got a lot. He's not a gunslinger like Brett Favre, but he he's got a couple of really good receivers to throw the ball to. There are times when he's playing where he gets overconfident in his arm and in his receivers and in that connection that he has with those guys, and he will throw you the ball
if you can get pressure. Yeah, look, he made a bad pick on Thanksgiving to start the game, the first possession.
Yeah.
And you could argue that the only reason that game was even close to some degree was because of that turnover. You're right, John.
But you can't hope on a guy making a mistake.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying here is it's hard to find the substantial reasoning into this playing out nicely tonight because of all the flaws that the Lions have.
They have some flaws. There's no question about it. But I'd also say they're not a bad team.
They're not bad, but they're wounded.
Yes. This is a text. This is the first time I felt apathy about this team since before they went on their run in late 22. I've already mentally prepared myself for another loss and getting into the middle of the first round in the draft. I'd love for them to win and go on a run to end the season, but there's something missing from this year's version of the Lions. We're going to find out if they've got the grit component. Because that's kind of what's held them together through some pretty rough patches in the past.
And I think there's a lot of people. We've talked about the pass rush and how they need to find a way to get home on Dak Prescott. I would also say, and it's kind of a 1A, 1B, you got to be able to win in the trenches. And if you only win in the trenches on one side of the ball, maybe you give yourself a decent chance to win the game. But if you're looking at the Lions and saying, you know what, we need Awosika to play whatever that level is, and it's not going to be the level of a Zeitler from last year, it's not going to be the level of an all-pro guard, but we need him to play his best football. Same thing with Graham Glasgow, if he's able to go, or if it's going to be Colin in there, like Cologne. You've got to find a way to be your best.
Jim, you touched on it. I think the fact that Hutch was carried off the field last time against Dallas will be a big motivation. John in Lake Orion.
Well, there are... You mean a motivation for Hutch?
That's how I would read that text. Yeah.
Sure, there could be some of that, but there are just some teams that you play throughout the course of your career where no matter who that player is, you just have something against that team. And for Hutch to have, what was it, 3 sacks 2 years ago?
And one last year and last year, half a game.
Yeah.
That's 4 sacks over a game and a half against Dallas over the last couple seasons.
I would expect him to have a big night tonight. Not just because it's Dallas, but because they need him to have a big night.
And it's a matchup he's previously had a huge amount of success in. And then it starts to fit this like TV narrative. You're the primetime game, and they show last year against Dallas and then this year against Dallas, and it's a highlight package, and it's him whipping off the edge and getting in the backfield and making plays. Sure, you could talk yourself into it. It needs to happen tonight. I don't think they're winning. If you tell me Hutch is just going to get stonewalled, they're not winning this football game. He is a critical ingredient.
Correct.
Let's get to Ron in Detroit. Ron, good morning.
Yes, how you guys doing? I'm getting straight to the point. I think that when it comes to Detroit, we need to see it for what it is. I think that our window, our opportunity is gone, and they're backtracking. Buffalo made it 3 years in a row, didn't make it, and they ain't made it back. We keep acting like what Dan Campbell is doing is going to get us over. Well, ever since he got to the point of 30 minutes being away, we have been, it's been going opposite way. It's no different than Kyle. I think, man, you're trying to see it for what he is, and now his cause, well, we live by to be exciting and entertaining. We question it and we get mad.
Yep.
And question the game. I don't think he's the answer. And it's going to show every team get injuries and everything else. But we lose to teams we shouldn't lose to. If you want to look good and get another job for another team, you better hope you play the Lions. You made Winston look like he's a superstar quarterback, that third string. And it's no excuse. Y'all keep giving this team the praise. I've been watching on 58
Ron,
years.
Ron, respectfully, I don't feel like we're giving this team too much praise. Nope, nobody has said, we're talking about one game tonight.
Right.
Nobody has said that this team is Super Bowl bound or that everything's okay or they don't have issues on either line of scrimmage. Those things have been discussed a lot this week, last week, and if they lose, Ron, it's only going to get louder.
Right. We came into the league saying that they were the Super Bowl,
right,
to go to the Super Bowl and win. And where we at? We right.
Oh, they're disappointing. They're not good enough. I mean, we've said all these things. I don't want this to get painted as because we think we're going to win the game tonight that all is right in the world and everything's fixed.
No, it's one example. And I do think that they put their best performance tonight might not be good enough to win. But I think that it will be.
Will they or won't they? Thursday night, season on the line, 97.1.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. Oh, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, this is Rico from the Valenti and Rico Show. Look, you don't have to be in Detroit to care about what happens here. We got you covered from Tiger Battles, Red Wing Urgency, Pistons and their playoff hope, and the Lions and the draft. No matter what you like, we got you covered. We'll give you our opinions, and hey, if you don't like them, give us a call and tell us what yours are. That's what you get on this show. Find the Valenti Show with Rico Beard on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you, the power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces, like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobo-pedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
All right, before we get to the two grand slam, Heather with the news.
Yeah, excuse me. This news is brought to you by Gardner White. So you might have seen this photo trending online. There's a home in Hazel Park that's built with 20,000 glass bottles. And it's now up for sale, so it could be yours. It was built in 1937, and it's affectionately known as the Bottle House. And it's been catching the eyes of a lot of people over the years. So every brick of the home is like covered in glass bottles from all over the world. There's some from Germany, Scotland, obviously the U.S. The current homeowner bought it in 2021. He says that the home was built when there was a timber worker strike in the Upper Peninsula. So the builder decided to use concrete blocks for his building material and then got this idea to have like light reflecting off the glass. So used all these glass bottles. The exterior is really cool. The man who bought it said the interior, though, was in really rough shape. So he's completely renovated the inside of the home. It's now listed at $350,000.
Cool. Looks unique.
Super unique.
It's very unique. Yeah, it's really cool. A Westland landlord accused of sexually harassing female tenants is now facing a lawsuit from the Department of Justice. According to the DOJ, William Asper allegedly offered these females benefits like reduced rent for sexual favors. And then if they declined his offer, he would retaliate against them. And apparently it's been going on for years, goes as far back as 2018. So according to this lawsuit, this man would make these unwelcome sexual comments. Maybe he would, like I said, offer, you know, these benefits. He even allegedly like exposed himself to these women, touched some of them. And then if they like reported him or backed off, he would start evicting them, or he would say, no, I'm not going to repair anything in your apartment. And a lot of them ended up moving because of that. So anyway, he's facing this lawsuit. I know the DOJ says that his actions violated the Fair Housing Act, and the lawsuit seeks monetary damages for the alleged victims, also along with civil penalties for this man himself. This is cool. Two Michigan clothing stores, including one here in Detroit, made the New York Times list of 50 best-selling clothing stores in America.
Wow.
Pretty cool. So the women's clothing store, Coup d'Etat, which is located on Detroit's east side, and then the AP shop, which is located on the west side of the state, were picked for this list. And the New York Times describes the picks of clothing stores as distinctive and inspirationals, inspirational with owners who deserve praise and exposure. So pretty cool. There was more than 120 stores that were contenders, and then obviously that list got narrowed down to 50 stores. So congrats to them.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Hey, believe it or not, Michigan has the best drivers in the U.S.
I believe it.
Do you actually?
Oh, yeah, because I'm one of them.
Yeah, but you drive with these other maniacs all around you, right? Like, you see these people that we see.
Hey, we are, it's like a dance. And you do the dance, you fit in where you get in, and it's just, yeah, I think Michigan drivers are the best drivers.
Well,
then the numbers bear it out.
Apparently so, because according to a new report, we have the lowest number of traffic infractions in the country, and we're the best drivers when it comes to safety, skill, and how we handle the road. So yep. There we go. Michigan leads the nation with just 20.9 incidents per 1,000 drivers, including crashes, DUIs, speeding, and citations. And experts attribute these results to our driver education programs and strict enforcement of traffic laws. We also have, they say, diverse roadways, which gives us varied experiences to help us build our strong driving skills. Plus, they say the state's ongoing investment in road infrastructure also contributes to safer driving conditions.
Like, I guess I've really only lived in Michigan, but John, for you.
Have you?
Yeah.
Huh.
Despite what you might think.
Well, despite the evidence. Sure. Yeah. Please continue.
How does driving here compare to the D.C. area, where you spend a good chunk of your playing career?
Oh, the D.C. area was awful. And a lot of their problems are just because of the lack of roadways. Mm. And the population explosion in the East Coast, D.C. area, Northern Virginia, just the roads couldn't keep up with it. So it's gridlock all the time, accidents all over the place, and God forbid you have a flurry or two. They can't handle that.
Yeah, on the other end of the spectrum, North Dakota has the worst drivers in the U.S., followed by New Jersey and Utah. Hey, if you'd like a shot at winning $2,000, give us a call now to play the two Grand Slam, 248-539-9797. I'm going to wrap up my news with this story. There was a man in Georgia who recently came across an injured raccoon on the side of the road. And instead of just driving along, he decided to stop, pick up the animal, and take it to a nature center. So he wrapped the raccoon up in his coat and he held it against his chest as he drove for more than an hour. Now, believe it or not, but the raccoon did not want to be held.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ended up biting the man's face.
What are you thinking?
And his hands. So that wasn't enough for the guy to put the raccoon out. No, he wrapped it in a towel and used duct tape and continued on.
So he like kidnapped the raccoon.
He got to the nature center.
Put the duct tape across its mouth.
The staff there put it in a kennel and they said, sir, you need to go to a hospital. Yes. You're covered in blood. So he went. Turns out the raccoon had rabies. It was immediately euthanized. So all of his efforts were for nothing. Plus,
yeah,
he
had to go through that. Oh my God.
So yeah. They're warning everyone, hey, if you see an injured animal, while you might be an animal lover, please do not mess with wildlife like this, right? Like where you're going to be putting yourself and others at danger.
I'm just so stunned. When you first started telling the story, I assume like he put it in a trunk or like the bed of a truck or something. No.
He swaddled it like a baby and held it in his arms the whole time.
Yeah, don't do that. Least surprising news ever that an hour-long drive with a raccoon nuzzled to your chest resulted in the raccoon attacking him.
Yep. Mm.
Let's get to the two grand slam.
This is your chance to win $2,000 in just 60 seconds. It sounds so easy. You know the rules. $25 for each question answered correctly. Hopefully you're going to walk away with $2,000.
We'll find out. This morning it's Alex in Washington Township. Alex, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing all right. Fired up for the Lions game?
I am, yes.
All right.
All right, Alex, I hope you win some money here. If you don't know one, say pass, and if there's enough time, we'll get back to it. So are you ready to play?
I am, yep.
All right, here we go. Who currently wears jersey number 88 for the Dallas Cowboys?
CeeDee Lamb.
This team is currently the number one seed in the NFC.
The Bears.
Who played Rachel in the TV sitcom Friends?
Pass.
Who do the Detroit Red Wings play tonight?
Pass.
Who is the new head football coach at Michigan State?
Pat Fitzgerald.
Is Manistique located in the lower or upper peninsula of Michigan?
Upper peninsula.
What is 27 divided by 9?
3.
This team is in last place in the AFC South.
Tennessee Titans.
Who does Michigan State men's basketball team play on Saturday?
Duke.
This band had the 2004 hit Somebody Told Me.
Pass.
Who played Rachel in the TV sitcom Friends?
Jennifer Aniston.
Who do the Red Wings play tonight?
The Blue Jackets.
This band had the 2004 hit Somebody Told Me.
Oh! You got a guess?
The Killers now, I just thought of it.
Oh, you're so close. That's the only one. You got 9. Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you did so well, because normally when you pass 3 times, we're not getting back to all 3, and we almost did. Oh, man.
Wow, great job. Great. What's that,
thank
$225?
Yeah, my heart sinks for you, dude. You had this so close. Oh, man.
Well, hey.
Try again another time.
Yeah, you will. Hey, great job. Great job. Stay on the line, and we'll make sure that you get paid. And thanks to David Femeninio. Get David, get paid for sponsoring the 2 Grand Slam on Thursdays.
Rachel killed him. I wonder if he knew that first time around, because that was he needed that time.
He did. When you pass that many times, you're never going to get back to all of them. So I was so shocked when we got almost through the 3rd one. I thought somebody would have known that right off the bat.
I know.
Aniston.
I mean, she's the hottest one. So, yeah, I think most dudes would probably guess that one.
Friends isn't top of mind anymore, but she's the most notable star from the show.
She's the most notable star and has done so many other things as well that you still think of her.
And he did know it, and he still got it. It's just the hesitation killed him.
It was the time.
I know.
Wasted.
And he knew all 10 of them.
Yes.
That's
just, in 65 seconds.
Gut-wrenching. Let's go through it. I mean, you heard all the right answers. Jersey number 88 for the Cowboys.
CeeDee Lamb.
First place, number 1 seed in the NFC.
Duh, Bears.
Rachel is Jennifer Aniston.
Mm-hmm.
Who do the Red Wings play tonight?
That would be the Blue Jackets.
Is anybody even going to watch?
Probably not.
This game wasn't in your package?
Well, it's a road game.
That's right, duh.
Yeah. You don't have the
I don't have the extended, the ultimate package. It includes Columbus games.
Would you get in trouble if you drove through Ohio with a Red Wing flag?
Probably. Head coach at Michigan State. We spent a lot of time talking about it.
Fitzy.
Mm-hmm. Manistique. You would have been real mad if they got this wrong.
Yeah, the next two. If you got either one of these wrong, I was going to hang up. It's the Upper Peninsula. And 27 divided by 9 is 3.
Last place in the AFC South. This one also felt like a gimme.
Yeah, the Tennessee Titans.
Mm-hmm. Michigan State, if you're looking on the horizon, big game Saturday against
Duke. And I think this is kind of an indication that a lot of people have flipped over to college basketball sooner this year than they have, especially locally, with Michigan and Michigan State playing the way that they are.
This band had the 2004 hit Somebody Told Me.
The Killers.
Oh, he knew it too. Man.
So close.
2 Grand Slam, your next chance to win will be next Tuesday. It's 97.1.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. the power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces, like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobo-pedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked. Calendars fill up. And if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context. The way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
This will be the first statewide Dear John.
Yeah, a little introduction to everyone that's listening in here that has not heard the Dear John segment yet.
So the way it works, we collect your questions. DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. That's J-O-N, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. And John answers the questions. This is the man, the pillar of integrity.
Yes.
He's going to steer you straight. Firm handshake and all of it.
Why are you laughing so much when he says that?
I wasn't laughing hard, but I was giggling a little. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Very anyway, honest answers.
Yes. Let's start with, am I being selfish? Dear John, yes. My wife is 30 and I'm 33. We have two kids, a five-year-old and a five-month-old. I've always been an auto enthusiast, and about 7 years ago, I purchased a weekend car for myself, a 2010 Corvette ZR1. As life gets busier, I drive it less and less. Sometimes I feel guilty and selfish because, realistically, I'm the only one that can enjoy it. The kids are too small to ride in it. My wife isn't really interested. My dad had a sports car growing up, and we made many great memories cruising around and whatnot. My car reminds me of those good times and also represents all of the hard work I did to earn it. We're not struggling financially, but we could certainly find another good use for the money if we were to sell it. Am I being selfish and or financially irresponsible?
No, if it's something that you already own. And I've had a couple of classics that I wish I still had. I had a 68 Bronco. I had a 77 Bronco. The 68 was all original. And I do remember taking the kids, albeit didn't have the safety features of any other car that you have now. And it, like the memories that you're going to make, those memories that he had with his dad, you will have those memories. Your five-year-old are starting to remember those opportunities to go. And it's just, it's something that no other kid gets to do probably in their class. Maybe the other people have a classic car, but not one like that. This is dad's. And if, especially if you like to tinker and you get a chance to, you know, improve the engine, you're working on it, all of those things you could teach your kids a little bit about what it means to take care of a car, and especially a classic like that. You're not being selfish, no. Now, if you get to a point where, hey, we got a bill coming up, there's absolutely no way to pay for it unless I sell the car, I understand. Like that, those are one of the things that you do as a parent, not just as a dad. But if you're making ends meet, hold on to it.
Yeah, I do think it's different than, oh, I'm going to buy it right now, right? Something right. that my kids can't use, my wife's not into, I'm going to spend all this money. This is something you bought prior to having children. And if you are in a financially good place, I don't think it's selfish to keep it. No,
no, and I'm sure because it puts a smile on your face,
yeah.
your wife is going to support it as well. She wants you to be happy.
Yeah, you're allowed to be happy. It sounds like they're doing great financially. I mean, this is not a cheap car, and no one's asking you to give it up.
No.
So enjoy it.
Yeah.
I don't even know. He says we'd find another good use for the money. What's the alternative? What would they use the money
College.
For instead?
Well, I mean, there's lots of things for your kids that you could use it for
sure.
your family.
Or they could get
family.
A job at that time.
Well, the kid's 5 and 5
well, yeah,
months.
I know,
if he's making enough money, if he's making enough money to buy a ZR1, I think he'll
private
have...
school, daycare.
Okay.
I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
There's a lot of things you can use money towards when you have kids. So
yes. Yeah.
Next question: bathroom etiquette, John.
Hmm.
It has nothing to do with taking your shirt off,
which is awesome.
This guy signed his name, so
very free.
This is from Bill. He says, "Dear John, I love this segment. I have a question about public bathroom etiquette, which arose the other day.
Oh, okay.
I was in a crowded coffee shop where there was a single bathroom with a lock on the door. After drinking my coffee, as with many people, I had to use the bathroom. The door was locked, so I waited and waited and waited and waited. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, then 15 minutes. The line was forming behind me, and I was reaching critical mass. Got to the point where the others behind me, many women, were doing cross-legged hop things, asking what's going on. I began twisting the doorknob aggressively.
The pee-pee dance.
Yeah. And I got no response, so I banged on the door. The person inside, a man, shouted angrily, "I'm in here," which, of course, we already knew. I told him, "Hey, you need to, you know what, or get off the pot." A few seconds later, he stormed out and passed all of us. My question is, was I out of line? What are the boundaries for monopolizing public bathrooms, especially for men? I realize that women may need a little extra time depending on what they're tending to, but to me, the situation should be 3 to 5 minutes max. What do you think? Again, love the show.
Heather, does anything you're tending to take a long time?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Tending to. I mean, do I have a child? Am I changing? Do I have my baby in there? Am I changing his diaper? Like, I get that, but.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's what he was referring to.
No, he's not, but no, nothing should take that long.
Okay. So the way I handle it is I jiggle the handle a little bit just so they know that somebody is waiting. You can give a knock.
Yeah, a little knock.
And then, you know, after, you know, 5 minutes, you might, you know, do it again, maybe a little bit more. Aggressively, 15 minutes is ridiculous. Now, you have no idea what this person is suffering from. There may be an actual health issue, and he's trying to get things going, and then all of a sudden, it strikes again. I've been in that position, but at some point, you got to respect everyone else and, you know, clean up, get out, and make a run to wherever home is or wherever that next bathroom might be.
Because this is a single bathroom.
Yeah.
In a coffee shop. You got to be aware of that. Hey, are there 4 or 5 stalls? Or
right.
is this the only bathroom? And after the courtesy jiggle or knock, you got to get going.
Yeah, you shake it more than once.
I mean,
what's he doing in there? Playing on his phone? Like, get out of the bathroom.
I don't want to use that bathroom after I've been waiting 15 minutes for somebody
you might not
to come
have
out of it.
You might not have the option.
Please, I'm not. I'd be at another store or another restaurant. I do not want to use that.
Honestly, I'm probably not waiting that long, even though I might be reaching critical mass. There's other stores you could go in.
I mean, I think the rules, you try to do your business and get out. But like you said, sometimes that doesn't always happen as quickly as you'd like. So, I mean, you got to
do what you got to do.
Yeah, exactly.
What does somebody like Stoney do in this situation? Because he can't hold it.
You go somewhere else.
He'd have to waddle next door to like the McDonald's or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. We're back in the alley.
Next question. 12-year standing bet with my now deceased father. Dear John, this is more of a topic to get everyone's opinion on, but 12 years ago, my father, who has since passed, made a bet for a dinner at Lafayette Coney Island. The genesis was, after the 2013 NHL trade deadline, I was livid the Wings didn't trade for Yermar Yager and the Bruins had traded for him. I proclaimed the Pistons would win a championship before the Red Wings. I bet the Pistons. My dad took the Wings. 13 years later, neither of us has won. My question is, who ends up winning the bet? Matthew.
Well, who ends up winning the bet? Whoever wins.
Well, he's asking you who wins first, the Pistons or the Red Wings.
Oh. Well, I think the Pistons are on an expedited path to one repeat of going to the postseason. We don't even know if the Wings are going to make the postseason. They still have to go through March. And so I think if you took the Pistons, you are sitting in a good spot. There's no guarantees.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the obvious answer. Right? We could go around the room, but the Pistons are further along. They have a bona fide star. They're going to be in the playoffs. They're going to make some noise. Yeah. Home court, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, last one.
All right, tempering expectations. Dear John, my 10-year-old daughter is a huge fan of the movie Wicked, Part 1, and is incredibly excited to see the new Part 2, Wicked for Good. But the reviews aren't great, and I'm worried that she's going to be really disappointed. Should I try to temper her expectations or just let her experience things for herself? And can we stop splitting one movie into two parts? It seems like every studio is just needlessly milking one story by breaking it up. Kill Bill, Harry Potter, and the Deadly Hallows, Twilight, Breaking Dawn, the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on.
Okay. The movie companies are going to do whatever the hell they want to make as much money as possible. No, don't temper your daughter's expectations. Let her go and experience it. I mean, I'm sorry. Disappointment is a part of life, and let her be the judge. She may actually like it. She may come out of that watching that movie and be like, Dad, that was the greatest movie. That's a great sequel. Like, she's not old enough to understand that sequels sometimes aren't as good as, they may finish the story, but they may not be as good. Let her figure that out. Don't spoil it for her.
Yeah, I don't think you should ever try to temper your children's expectations. Like,
no.
If they're excited for something, get on board with them. Let her be excited. Like, even if you don't like it, just how fun.
Well, and the things you might not like, it's through the lens of a 10-year-old girl. She might eat this thing up.
I've heard good things about it. I have heard bad things about the second one, but people I've talked to did like it. So
I saw it. It's not bad, but I think the phenomenon he's describing is the end of the first one is the climax.
Yeah.
So everything kind of goes downhill from there. So it's not going to peak, but it's still good. It's not like you're going to go and hate the movie or anything.
Yeah. And the reviews may be ones that you're looking at and you're like, okay, well, I would probably agree with this. Like, your daughter is looking at it from a completely different perspective.
Yeah, unless your daughter's Roger Ebert. Like, I think she's going to go into it with, excited to watch the characters. Yeah. What's going to happen?
Right. With her friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. That's Dear John. Send him in. DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. It's 97.1. Helping set the table for tonight's matchup, Ross Tucker's going to join us at 8:02. Lions, Cowboys, got to have it spot. Backed into a corner. We've been talking about it. Will they, won't they? Got to win tonight. Biggest reason they win. Reason why you think they won't. All that stuff. And response to Dear John. If you're not struggling, keep the car. The kids would rather drive around in it when they're older than see pictures and hear stories later in life.
Sure.
It's Tom in Flat Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't call a ZR1 a classic. It's not.
Okay, it's not a classic now, but by the time your kids are 18 or you hand it down to them when they're 35, then it will be a classic.
Just call it a cool car. He was talking about his dad had a classic.
Yeah,
so,
and
like,
I used classic because I've talking about the 68 Bronco.
Yeah, that's all it is. But it's the idea of, hey, you got a cool, expensive car. He felt guilty because it's expensive.
Yeah.
But he can afford it. They're not hard up for cash.
And he felt guilty because, like, the kids aren't old enough to ride in it yet. The wife's not really into
cars. They're old enough to ride in it.
He said in his thing that the kids aren't in it yet. The kids are not riding in it.
Yeah.
No, take your 5-year-old.
That was in his...
Get her done. Let's go.
Email.
Experience
so I get
speed.
It. So he felt like it was just something only he was enjoying at the moment.
I'm still interested in the follow-up for the greatest Dear John question to date. Do you know what he's referring to?
No, there's been some good ones.
The woman that showered with the
shower with the beer league hockey team and the hockey chick, Jeff and Petoskey. If the guy will send it in, we'll get you a follow-up. I can't control that.
Yeah.
What do you guys think the follow-up is? Let's speculate. That's what we do around here.
I don't remember the full story. So she was just one of the dudes? She'd go
in
and shower?
She's on the team, yeah.
Yeah. And then was she supposed to use the same shower as the dudes?
And she didn't make a big deal about it.
And she was hot, right?
I think that was
that was the assumption. Yeah. I mean, that's how
you picture the story.
I picture it. And I'm the only handsome guy there.
So what I think, if we're going to speculate, yeah, sure, John. Only in your dreams.
This is what we're left to do, right?
Maybe we will get a follow-up someday. I'd be so curious to know
what
it is.
I would wonder if any of the wives knew or found out and how they would feel about it. The girl on the team shower with all their husbands.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure they wouldn't be happy about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be shocking to me if Colin came home and was like, oh, yeah, after the game we all showered and Susie was in there with us. I'd be like, what?
Would it matter if she was ugly?
No, I mean, it would still be shocking to me.
Okay.
Would you tell him that you didn't get comfortable
with him? It would certainly be different, though, if you thought she was an attractive lady.
Well, I'd be more uncomfortable if I thought Colin was attracted to her. Yeah, I mean, okay. Right? I mean,
well, I mean, beauty is in the
eye of the beholder, John.
Yes, it is, but there is there could be a distinct line between ugly and
okay.
Would you be mad at
hot.
Colin? Would you want Colin to come home and shower at home? Like, how would that go down?
In that moment? Like, oh,
No, but like next week, if she's going to shower every week with you guys, how would you react?
Well, I would go home and shower.
I'll tell you what, Heather, you better strongly consider hockey smell. There's nothing like it.
That's what I've heard. Yeah, hockey smell is
there's
bad.
No way I put myself in that situation. As big as I talk right now, I am 100% saying I'm grabbing my gear. Great game, guys and girl. And I'm
your
going.
What? You're grabbing your what?
My hockey gear.
Okay.
Yeah. I got to say, I always forget about this one.
Yeah.
Jeff and Petoskey, he's the texter on this.
Yeah.
Is obsessed with this. He sent this text at least 10 times.
Sounds like he's been dreaming about it.
I think he is.
Well, I mean, Jeff and Petoskey, right? I mean, I know they got the ice rink up there. There's a couple of them. And maybe he's been faced with this situation. He wants to know how somebody else would handle it.
Maybe.
One day we're going to get a follow up.
It'll be great. Okay, a few more responses to the stuff this week. Bathroom boy is in the wrong. 15 minutes, I'd be calling the fire department for a wellness check. Get out!
Yeah, I mean, you definitely, if you're the one that's in there for 15 minutes, yes.
Never poop in a single person bathroom for this reason. That's out of line.
No, I'm not going to say that. It just can't be the same leisurely pace you may take at home.
I think you're good until someone knocks, and then you got to hurry up and get out.
Yes, if you can.
Yeah, assuming that's possible.
Yes, I mean.
John, I'm confused. You were talking about the doorknob, correct? Give it a jiggle?
Yes, I was. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Stoney takes 15 minutes because he's literally washing his butthole in the toilet.
That's right. I forgot. He's the one that dips the toilet paper in case he needs a wet wipe.
Oh my gosh. I wasn't here for that story, but
right.
You told me?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I can't believe he admitted that on air.
I know. I
what?
Know. Yeah. If anybody would, though, you know, it would be one Michael Steven Stone. And yes, for those new listeners across the state, Mike Stone, if he needs to, if he's not carrying wet wipes with him, he'll dip the toilet paper just to create a little bit of moisture.
After he has went to the bathroom.
Correct. Yes.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, you wouldn't do it before. You don't really know what type of cleanup
is needed.
I know,
but that changes things a lot. That's all I'm saying. Like, why not just use the sink water? What?
Yeah, maybe you can't reach the sink.
Well.
Because you're not going to get up and go over there,
deal.
Would you?
If I really had to. I would not dip my toilet paper in my used toilet. I would
up. I don't know why you would even need.
I wouldn't.
Shouldn't.
Are you
but
surprised?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
No, I'm not. I'm just surprised that he shared it on air.
That part, I'm not.
So if you've sat there long enough with him on his phone and it's dried, then maybe.
This is the same man that uses, he used Febreze for years to clean his hands after. He also eats.
He thought it was antibacterial.
Yeah, he also, if there's popcorn left in a bag at a stadium by somebody else, he'll eat it. Think about what he hasn't told us.
I think he tells us everything.
I'm pretty sure he's an open book.
He's, yeah.
But then there's always something new.
It's true. There's always occurred a new story.
Hey, last couple. We have on the Wicked movie, and do I like temper expectations for my kid?
Yeah.
Tell bro to stop helicopter parenting his 10-year-old. She may love it. Also, keep Harry Potter's name out of your mouth. More movies are always better.
Okay. Yeah, if you're a Harry Potter fan, sure. Make as many as you want.
I kind of agree with the point that we don't need to split every movie into two.
If would you rather have a really long, really long, long movie?
How long, Heather?
Well,
I appreciate you finishing that sentence. Can't answer that one. In regards to the movie, no, I don't want to sit there for 6 hours. I don't want it to be out of Africa long.
No.
Hold up. Cookie saw the new Wicked movie? Oh, boy.
Is that surprising?
Yeah.
No.
The man with no daughters or kids.
Who makes candles and tie-dye shirts.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. I do these things with my wife, who I enjoy spending time with. Yes.
Yeah, you went with Kelsey.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, somebody accused you of going alone and said it was crazy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's one of those movies that, hey, the new one's out. Wife's out of town. I'm not going to wait. I'm going to go.
Got to see it.
Yeah. Do I tell her I saw it or not?
8 o'clock hour. Ross Tucker going to help us talk about tonight's game and the matchup with the Dallas Cowboys.
Town.
Set the scene. Is he?
Yeah, I believe he's in town. I think he said that to Stoney and I on Friday.
Oh, great. Then perfect. Yeah, we'll get all the latest from him, and then we'll get into the picks in the 8 o'clock hour as well. Moving that up with the Lions playing tonight. We'll pick the Lions game and all the championship games of significance in the college football weekend. It's 97.1.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.